You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM. We are joined right now by the, I can still call you head coach.
I am until about August, so okay. Yeah, I'm still here and around and have the title, so yes, you can.
We're joined right now by the head coach of Rowan University Prospects Football, Jay Okorsi. Coach, welcome in. So good to see you.
Thanks. Great day. The guy's doing a great job. I know we'll talk about it. But yeah, it's a great, exciting time this time of year on campus, right? Graduation, a lot of things going on. It's an exciting time.
And you're here because of the Be the Match event, and we're going to talk about that and something that has meant so much to you throughout your time here. But before we get to that, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your recent announcement that you are retiring as head coach of Prospects Football. Can you talk to us a little bit about the decision and just kind of how you got to that point and really what's next for you?
Yeah, so, you know, my wife and I have been talking the last couple of years about it, you know, as you get on and our plans and what we're going to do. And so we pulled our three kids, Gabby, Rachel, and Jack, into the discussion in the fall, this fall. Made a decision somewhere mid-fall that this was going to be it. Again, people that know me, it's never been about me. It's never been about an individual. It's never been that way. So, I told the team our last spring practice a couple of weeks ago. And it's funny, coaches have to kind of explain, I'm not getting fired. I had a year left on my contract. Nobody had not asked me back. I told the team I still can do the job. I love the job, but it was just, I think, the right time. So my wife and kids and I decided that this was going to be it. And then it was the timing and everything else. And, I wanted to go through the recruiting process. I wanted to help build the program. I am so excited about this team. We got a lot of pieces back. We have a lot of pieces coming back. We could be really good. I'm probably leaving my best team, but that's okay. But for me, it was the right time. And in life, sometimes you know when the right time is, and that's what we had decided as a family. So I'm just going to kind of exit stage right off the door go on my own little merry way. No plans. We'll figure it out. My son's going to be a graduate senior at Stevenson University, who we play this fall, and he's going to play soccer. I've never watched him really play. I've never watched any of my kids do anything. And as a coach, and as a dad, that's bothered me over all the years. So I'm going to get a chance to sit in the stands and watch my youngest son as he finishes up of our last three kids for school play soccer and just be a dad. I did it last weekend at an alumni game for him. They got a scrimmage this weekend. My immediate goal is I just want to be a dad and a father to a family that I haven't been around as much, and that means a lot to me.
What will you miss most about being on the sideline, just overall?
The players, and it's not even game day. It's just being around them all the time. We got a taste of that during COVID, all of us, right? Students really weren't here. The locker room was empty. It was hard, And we had to rebuild a whole football team. We lost 82, 83 players during COVID. We played in 2021 with 77 new players that had never played college football. We were not very good. We're finally back, I think. But it's just the day-to-day. That's what I'll miss the most is, putting my administrative hat away, putting my phone away, putting the whistle on and going out for those couple hours for practice just to be with the players and the guys. That's what I'm going to dearly miss, those connections. We'll see how it goes.
A lot of times when coaches step away, they get the itch to kind of come back or whatever. Do you think in your mind, is it going to be one of those situations, I'm finally off the treadmill, I'm good? Or do you think there's a chance you'll miss it in the fall?
I know I'm going to miss it in the fall. I'm going to miss it in August. Mm-hmm. I mean, for 31 years, I've been here in August for training camp. I coached 4 years at Nichols, my alma mater, before that. So for 35 years, and then 4 years of playing. So that's almost 40 years that come August, my body's getting ready for training camp. And football's been such a huge integral part of my life. I'm going to miss it dearly. I know I am. I mean, there's no question I'm not. I am. I just got to figure out how I maneuver and go through that part and do other things, you know, to do that part. For me to say that I'm not going to miss it, that's just, it would be a lie. I'm going to dearly miss it.
From the non-football aspect of it, you're a fixture on campus because I see you at various times of the year. You know, you're at the baseball games, you're at the softball games,
basketball games.
And of course, commencement.
Yeah.
You're watching your players walk across the stage. Yeah. I mean, what aspects of the university will you miss the most?
Not the administrative things. Not the political things, not all the other things people have no idea about. Just the day-to-day, again, activity of being around a college campus. There's nothing like it. You know, being around young people and being around the college-age students. You know, I told the team, I said, I came here in 1993 trying to find myself. A lot like they are when they came here. And I look back 30 years later and I found who I was. So I did exactly what they do and what they continue to do. And it's just a great thing. It makes you feel really young. My grandfather always said, you are who you hang with. Well, I'm a college kid at heart because I hang with college kids every day. And it's just, you know, it's great dressing up as Santa, walking around campus, you know, dressing up as the prof over the years, surprising people, Halloween with candy. All the little things that sometimes we forget about are the most important things. And again, I think we learned that with COVID, right? It's about connections and people and relationships and all those things that matter more so than winning or losing games, getting a degree, you know, management, fundraising, all those things, buildings, facilities. Like, that's not what it is on a college campus. It's about the students and the people. And the people I'll miss, you know, coming to park this morning and seeing Elaine, who's retiring, and coach gives me a hug and says hello, and you and other people. You miss that, you know, and that's the part I will truly, dearly miss in my heart is that connection every day. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Well, you're still in the books.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
And you're helping, of course, with the Be the Match event over at the Rowan University Student Center.
Yes,
for those who have never been involved with it, tell us about that.
Yeah, so Andy Talley, the former coach at Villanova, who's coach emeritus, I don't know if I'll get that title here, but he is there at Villanova, you know, pooled a lot of the local colleges several years ago to be involved in this Get in the Game, Save a Life, Be the Match. And now it's called the National Marrow Donor Program. They're rebranded because I think when you talk about bone marrow, you scare everybody like drilling into your bones. That's not what it is. So we've been doing it 15 or 16 years. We've had thousands of students and people go into the registry. Matt Hoffman donated the 1 year and helped save Warren Salick, a 54-year-old man from Texas, a father and a husband. So many times in our lives, we're affected by things we can't control, especially the cancers, terminal illness, and all those things. This is something you can help save somebody's life by going in the registry. It's their last chance to survive, and they need a donation from somebody to save their life. And more times than not, it's not drilling into your bone. It's, you know, there's systems now where they just pull it out of your blood. So it's like a blood donation. What more could you do as a human then give the ultimate sacrifice, which is helping somebody else live? And that's what we're doing here. And again, you know, I show the video to our players every time during training camp. I build up to the spring now. We're doing it on campus today up till 4 o'clock. Go right in the student center. You're not going to miss the guys. They're out there having fun. And it doesn't happen to old people just like me. It happens to everybody. And what more could you ask than to try to save somebody's life? That's the ultimate giving of yourself. And so many times we can't help save people we love and do. This you can. So you do a quick little cheek swab with a Q-tip, right? There's no needles. There's nothing. You put in a little kit. You give your information. You do it online. Now it's so quick. You can do it in 4 minutes. Before, the process was like a half hour. Now it's all expedited, and you get a chance to potentially save somebody's life. What greater thing to do?
The legacy that this has left here at Rowan, because this is something you have done for a long time here on campus, what's it been like to watch the players go through? Because they're helping to rally the student base to be able to do this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's great. You know, it's great to see them get invested. You know, we don't, and I have not asked them to do a lot during the course of the year. They give a lot of their time. They're lifting, they're training, they're practicing, they're doing schoolwork. They're doing so much more than just the regular student. And we get asked all the time for all these different organizations. And it's hard in my position to manage which ones. I try to do some in the fall, but not a lot. This is the big one we do in the spring when we have more time. And they love it. If you go to the Student Center right now, out front, you're not going to miss them. They're running around, having fun, rallying students. 3 or 4 minutes, you do a quick app on your phone, you cheek swab yourself, two parts with two little Q-tips, you put it in a little thing and you send it off and have some fun. That's the part I think they've really embraced, is the part of having fun doing it too. You know, you have to have fun doing things as well. It just can't be something that you do or a job.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing people get involved with this particular situation, the Be the Match event, and you can have your opportunity to help out going until 4 tonight,
four, right? 4 o'clock today, yeah. In the Student Center.
Yeah.
You can't miss the guys. It'll take 3 or 4 minutes of your time. Literally, you go on an app, you get the info real quick, they give you the kit. Our players are making the kits for you, so you don't have to do anything. You self-swab, so you take one Q-tip and swab basically the right side of the inside of your cheek. You put it down in the little stickum thing. You take the left, do the left, put it in there. You fold it up, you put it in the envelope, and our guys take it. I think we already have 40 or 50, which is a lot, this early in the drive. It's a beautiful day. You know, take a break from getting ready for finals and everything else, and you have a chance to save somebody's life. So, you know, get involved and have some fun and meet some of our guys.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here. And, of course, thank you so much for everything you have done over the years here for Rowan Radio and, of course, Rowan University.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Derek, and obviously the old guy that retired before you, Frank Hogan. So I got to put a shout-out to him. You guys have always done a great job covering Rowan Athletics, always done a great job covering football. I know we've had some more recent fun taking the show on the road mm-hmm. a little bit with some places around here. We'll see where that goes, but I appreciate what you do and all the students do here at the university. With GLS, it's an awesome thing, and it's a lot of fun. And again, I just like to thank, you know, I can't begin to thank the people that have helped here. You know, Coach Wacker, who was the coach, who was so revered here, it was important to me that if I was the next steward of the program from the previous head coaches that were really successful, just to make sure we had a good team on the field, but more importantly, a good group of guys off the field in the community and in the classroom. And there's just so many people here that I just want to thank everybody in the Rowan community. Thank you so much for helping me personally and us make athletics and Rowan football so important. And get ready to rally for the new head coach. It's going to be a really good team. We got a lot of guys back. It's a critical time, you know, in our program coming back. And keep tuned, because you're going to see some great things come the fall.
We await to find out what's next for Rowan University football. And, of course, you can hop on over to the Rowan University Student Center for the Be the Match event as Rowan University football tries to raise some awareness and gather some more information about bone marrow donation. Until next time, for the head coach of Rowan University football, Jay Corsi, I'm Derek Jones saying so long. We'll talk to you soon.